Sports. Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
I'm so tired of trying to keep track of all my bills and making sure they get paid on time.
Well, Carla, have you thought about online bill pay from Nishna Valley Credit Union?
Oh, well, I'm not too good with computers.
That's okay. Nishna Valley Credit Union's new online banking is going live on August 22nd, and it's very user-friendly. You can set up free auto bill pay so you don't have to worry about paying your bills on time. You can even transfer from one account to another, and so much more. And the best part is, it's so easy and free.
Well, I'll have to check that out. What's the website?
It's NishnaValley.com.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
In high school volleyball action around the area last night, it was Red Oak defeating Atlantic in three straight games. 25-14, 25-9, 25-16 were the game's scores. Exira EHK downing Riverside also in three straight, 25-18, 25-22, and 25-23 the scores. Orient Maxburg took three straight from Diagonal. Stanton swept three from Corning. Also Van Meter down West Central Valley of Stewart, 3-1 last night. The weekly Associated Press high school football polls out yesterday afternoon. In Class 4A, Ankeny leads the pile with Iowa City West, Pleasant Valley, Cedar Falls, and Urbandale the top five. Cedar Rapids Xavier, Muscatine, Bettendorf, Dowling Catholic, and Iowa City High round out the top 10. In 3A this week, Decorah is still number one rated, with Bishop Heelan Catholic number two, Norwalk three, Lewis Central at number four, and Grinnell is fifth. Harlan up a notch to number six. ADM moves up a spot to number seven. Boone is number eight. Creston drops three spots to number nine, while West Delaware is number 10 this week. In Class 2A, Boyden Hall Rock Valley is on top with Spirit Lake, Mediapolis, West Marshall, and Kemper Catholic is the top five. Center Point Urbana, New Hampton, Union, Waukon, and Bondurant Farrar round out the top 10. It's identical to last week's poll. In Class 1A, Iowa City Regina is top rated with St. Edmund, St. Ansgar, Pella Christian, and Dyke New Hartford the top five. Emmitsburg, South Winneshiek, Applington Parkersburg, IKM Manning, and St. Albert are the top 10 this week. In Class A this week, it's Wapsie Valley number one with Woodward Granger ranked number two. Lawton Bronson is third rated. Akron Westfield is number four with West Hancock in at number five this week. Pekin, West Lyon, North Tama, Woodbury Central, and Logan Magnolia round out the top 10. And an eight-man this week, Adair Casey remains the number one-rated team with Fremont Mills number two, Newell Fonda third, Murray is number four, Don Bosco is number five, Exira EHK is number six this week with Preston, Melcher Dallas, Glidden Ralston, and then Sydney in at number 10 in this week's poll. Iowa State football coach Paul Rhodes has been happy with the play of his defense, but he says that unit needs to keep making strides before the Cyclones host Texas Tech on September 29th in their Big 12 opener. The defense has not given up a touchdown in the last two games.
Our guys know that. Our staff knows that. Our kids know that. They know how explosive that the Big 12 conference is and what we have to defend, and are looking forward to the challenge and to see if we are improved like we believe we are and see if we can keep points to a minimum and play great defense, which you have to have if you're going to finish in the upper half of this league.
Rhodes says a big factor has been the performance of junior punter Kirby Vanderkamp, who has knocked 14 of his 19 punts inside the opponent's 20-yard line.
Kirby Vanderkamp's a weapon on our football team, and the coverage unit has not given up a yard of return yardage on the season in three games. Keeping that up and then the next nine games to the Big 12 race will really help us, giving us an opportunity to win a football game.
Iowa State's 3-0 on the season. Also, Big 12 officials announced kickoff for that September 29th game against Texas Tech will be at 6 p.m. Well, the UNI Panthers open the Missouri Valley Football Conference race this week at nationally ranked Youngstown State. The Panthers are 1-2 with their losses coming at Iowa and at Wisconsin. Panther coach Mark Farley believes those games will help his team down the road.
A lot of that football team that played these two football games were sophomores. Many of those players out there were very young, all those receivers. So these games will help our football program in the next two seasons, because they'll how they train and what they're up against, they know what it is and that level to get to and the level they have to play at. So they learned a lot these last 2 weeks.
Farley says the Panthers did not do a good enough job stopping the run in Saturday's loss at Iowa.
I expected them to rush the football against us or try to establish a run game for the rest of the season. So against us, if I was the coach, I would have done the same thing, try to get confidence in my run game. We were in some bad positions defensively that gave up some runs, and then the running back made some nice cuts.
Farley feels the Panther offense got away from the running game against Iowa as well. Brett Bielema seems to have a pretty good idea of how he'll handle Wisconsin's murky quarterback situation this week. He's just not sharing it right now. After replacing starter Danny O'Brien with redshirt freshman Joel Stave in the second half of a narrow victory over Utah State, Bielema said Monday that he already had discussed the situation with his quarterbacks going into Saturday's game against UTEP. The two were listed as co-starters on a depth chart released by the program Monday. Bielema's decision to replace O'Brien was intended to send a message about turnovers. O'Brien fumbled twice in the Oregon State loss, losing one. Then he lost a fumble and threw an interception in the first half of Saturday's game, although that interception was nullified by a Utah State penalty. A Nebraska running back, Rex Burkhead, who missed the past two games with a sprained ligament in his left knee, is expected to play this Saturday against Idaho State. Coach Bo Pelini said Monday that Burkhead probably could have played this past weekend against Arkansas State. Pelini said he's unsure how much Burkhead would play for the 25th-ranked Cornhuskers against the FCS-level Bengals, but that he should be pretty much 100%. Amir Abdullah, who's been Burkhead's primary backup for two seasons, had career highs with 30 carries for 167 yards against Arkansas State. Braylon Hurd and Imani Cross also played a lot in Burkhead's absence. Burkhead ran for almost 1,400 yards last season and was named All Big Ten. Nebraska coach Bo Pelini says he has a clean bill of health. Pelini was taken to a hospital by ambulance during the Cornhuskers game against Arkansas State on Saturday. He was released later in the afternoon. At his weekly news conference, Pelini said he had an upset stomach before being rushed to the hospital. The 44-year-old said he has no heart problems or issues related to stress and that Saturday was an isolated incident. The SEC has suspended South Carolina free safety DJ Swearinger for a game after his hit on a defenseless University of Alabama Birmingham receiver. That decision by the Southeastern Conference means Swearinger will miss the 7th-ranked Gamecocks game this weekend against Missouri. Former Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky will find out on October 9th what his sentence will be for being a convicted child abuser. Judge John Cleland will issue the sentence nearly 4 months after the retired assistant football coach was convicted in the child molestation scandal that brought shame to Penn State. Sandusky was convicted in June of 45 counts of sex abuse involving 10 boys. Prosecutors said some of the assaults took place on the Penn State campus. Given his age and the serious nature of the crimes of which he was convicted, Sandusky is likely to receive a sentence that will keep the 68-year-old in prison for life. Well, Peyton Manning kept throwing up wobbly passes, and the Atlanta Falcons kept picking them off. Taking advantage of Manning's three stunning first-quarter interceptions, Matt Ryan and the Falcons built a big lead and held on for a 27-21 victory over the Denver Broncos last night. That erratic effort by Manning showed his comeback in the Mile High City is still a work in progress. Ryan threw the 100th touchdown pass of his career. Roddy White had 102 yards receiving, and the Falcons made a 20-0 lead stand up, if just barely, as Ryan completed 24 of 36 for 219 yards and two TDs. The Falcons joined the Arizona Cardinals, Houston Texans, San Diego Chargers, San Francisco 49ers, and the Philadelphia Eagles as the only 2-0 teams after 2 weeks of the NFL season. Well, the NFL presented Jonathan Vilma and his attorney with a sworn statement from former Saints defensive coordinator Greg Williams saying the linebacker placed a $10,000 bounty on Brett Favre. Vilma met with Commissioner Roger Goodell yesterday in New York about his suspension, which has been temporarily lifted. Attorney Peter Ginsburg said they were given an affidavit at the meeting. Ginsburg called the $10,000 bounty offer absolutely false. Vilma tweeted last night that Williams was bullied to sign the affidavit, saying Williams signed it on Friday. Kansas City Chiefs running back Jamaal Charles dinged up the same knee that needed reconstructive surgery last season during Sunday's 35-17 loss to the Buffalo Bills. Charles, who tore his left ACL in Week 2, carried only 6 times for 3 yards against the Bills. He could be seen riding a bike on the sideline and asking to play the rest of the game. Kansas City coach Romeo Crennel said Monday that the decision was made to rest Charles, who has yet to show the same burst that carried him to more than 1,400 yards rushing in 2010. Crennel said he expects Charles to be ready for Sunday's game at New Orleans, another team that's winless through their first 2 games. Some crushing news for the Washington Redskins as two defensive starters are out for the season, and Adam Carricker and two-time All-Pro linebacker Brian Arakpo are done after suffering injuries in Sunday's loss to St. Louis. Coach Mike Shanahan has told reporters that Arakpo suffered another tear of the pectoral muscle near his left shoulder, while Carricker tore the quad tendon at the base of his right knee. The Redskins now have to replace two defensive starters on a team that's already allowed 63 points in their first two games. Well, Jim Brown and the Cleveland Browns are getting back together. The Hall of Fame running back, who's had a rift with his former team for several years, plans to take part in alumni events this weekend when the Browns host the Buffalo Bills. Brown spokesman Neil Gulkus said the 76-year-old Brown recently informed the team that he'll be in Cleveland for Sunday's game when the Browns will induct former players Ernie Green and Clarence Scott into their Legends Club. Brown also told former teammates of his intentions at the funeral for former owner Art Modell in Baltimore last week. It will be Brown's first time at Cleveland Browns Stadium in more than 2 years. He's been at odds with the club since team president Mike Holmgren removed him from his role as an advisor to owner Randy Lerner. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Omar Infante's throwing error on a potential double play helped Chicago score two runs in the fifth inning as the White Sox beat the Detroit Tigers 5-4 in a pivotal makeup game yesterday. As a result, Chicago increased its lead in the AL Central to 3 games over the Tigers. That game had been postponed by rain last Thursday, and the makeup was the final meeting of the season between the two frontrunners in that division. Also in the AL, Boston hurt Tampa Bay's postseason hopes, beating the Rays 5-2. Tampa Bay's 5 games out of the last wild card spot of the American League. Baltimore routed Seattle 10-4 behind a 15-hit attack. The Orioles moved within a half game of the AL East leading Yankees as Matt Wieters hit his 22nd home run and drove in 3 in that contest. The Orioles have a 3-game cushion over the Angels for the last wild card spot in the American League. In the National League, Dan Uggla hit a 3-run homer in the first inning. Martin Prado tied a career best with 4 hits, and the Atlanta Braves beat the Miami Marlins 7-5 as Atlanta moves within 5 games of vital Washington in the NL East. Cliff Lee struck out 10 while out-dueling Cy Young contender R.A. Dickey, and the Philadelphia Phillies regained their winning touch, beating the Mets 3-1. The Phillies pulled within 3.5 of vital St. Louis for the second National League wildcard spot. National League West leading San Francisco nipped Colorado 2-1 to raise their lead to 8 games over the idle Dodgers out west. And the Pittsburgh Pirates endured a 3-hour, 37-minute rain delay, but it was worth it for them at Wrigley Field as the Pirates beat the Cubs 3-0 to move within 2.5 games of the final wildcard berth. The Texas Rangers have agreed on a 1-year, $2 million contract extension with Colby Lewis, the injured right-hander who could have been a free agent after this season. Lewis was 6-6 with a .343 earned run average in 16 starts this season before surgery in July to repair a torn flexor tendon in his right elbow. And in college basketball news, Texas Tech men's basketball coach Billy Gillespie says doctors have ordered him to avoid any stress for 30 days in an effort to bring his blood pressure down. In a text message sent to the Associated Press, Gillespie confirmed he'd been treated for kidney problems and abnormal headaches last week at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. The school had no comment on Gillespie, who is currently on indefinite sick leave as Texas Tech gets set to begin practicing October 12th. Gillespie spent 4 days at the Rochester, Minnesota medical facility. That followed an earlier 6-day stay at Lubbock's University Medical Center that began August 31st, the day Gillespie was to meet with Texas Tech Athletic Director Kirby Hocut to discuss allegations of mistreatment of players. And Brigham Young sophomore forward Chris Collinsworth will have career-ending microfracture ankle surgery. Collinsworth says it's time to move on, considering this is the 3rd straight year that he's had to have surgery. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.